Zeche Nishmas Avi Moriach and Yisrael Pichas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Hashena, Vasu Yeshua Falat. Okay, hello everybody.
Morning, hello.
Welcome back. Okay, it's good to see you all. If everyone could put on their screens, I'd love to see everybody. You know, it's much easier to give shiur. If we could do it on Zoom, it's good to see everybody. Okay, so you can put your, so I can see everyone's face, that would be great. Okay, so we have to start with the Niggun, his new Haskalah. We start with the Niggun, and then we'll continue. I think we're starting with Pekah Chav Gimel. And then we have to see, when is the semester go to? Does anyone know? Ezra, do you know when it goes to? Yeah, Akiva Pappas, you're the president. Mr. President. President.
Right now,
I'm looking it up right now, Abby.
President Joe Pappas.
Alright, so here we go.
So it basically goes till Shavuos. The last day of Shia. A week before Shavuos?
Yeah.
May 3rd, I think, is the last day of Shia, it looks like, officially.
Yeah, what is it? And the Bechina, when is the Bechina supposed to be?
May 4th, 5th, and 6th, UTS final.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Shavuos is the 17th, so it's like 1.5 weeks before Shavuos.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to sing the Niggun, and then we will go from there. Kavinu Kavarachaman Kavarachem Achem Aleinu Vesem Belibeinu Vina Lehavinu Lehazkil Lishma is called Ivrei Salmud Torasecha Biavo Lishma Lilmud Ulamein Lishma Vilasos Likayim is called Ivrei Salmud Torasecha Biavo Okay, so we're continuing in Yoni Hilchas Kogovid Va'onik Shabbos Pekah Chav Gimel. Okay, so we mentioned in our learning that perhaps that when one says Kiddush, one says the davening, the Shmona Esrei, on Friday night, then one is Yotze Kiddush Midoraisa, right? And then the question is, the Kiddush, if the woman didn't daven and the man did daven, so let's focus on that point. The thing is that we have to focus on is that the Gemara is going to tell us that there's a chiyuv when you to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush, that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim to be yotze Kiddush. So the problem is that in the Shmon Esrei we don't have a mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why is it so poshut? Why is it so poshut that when you daven Shmon Esrei, we said you the Shevach of Shabbos, right? We talked about, right? And we talked about maybe with the Neiris Yotze and all these things. But the question is, who said that that you yotze with the Shmon Esrei if there is indeed a chiyuv to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush? So where does it say that? Let's take a look in the packet here, packet Chav Gimel. In the Gemara on page 5, Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. So let's take a look at Kuf Yud Zayin on the base to understand this Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amar of Acha, Bar Yaakov, Vitzarach, Sheyazkir, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bekiddush, Hayom. That you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bekiddush, Hayom. Siv Hacha, Lamad Tiskor, Es Yom, Uksiv Hasim, Zocha, Es Yom, HaShabbos, Lekadshom. So, it says, Lamad Tiskor, Es Yom, Tzeischa, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Zohar is a Yom. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So just like it says Zohar, and there it's Yom Tzeischa Be'eretz Mitzrayim, so when it says Zohar here, it also has to be Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's a big Chiddush, the Gemara is saying. Tzarech Sheyaske Yitzias Mitzrayim Mekiddush Hayom. So, that's a very interesting halacha. We haven't seen that yet. We're talking about in the Rambam, about speaking about the Shevach of, of Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, and all these things. But now we have a new thing. We have a new thing that Kiddush requires Yitzias Mitzrayim, because what do you think of that? Now, and if you look in the Pesukim here in Re'eh, page 1, Lo Sochalov Chomet Shivas Yomim Tochalov Matzos Lechem Oniki Bechipozon Yatzos Meretz Mitzrayim Lamontiskor Es Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Right. And then the pasuk here in Yisrael, Zochar Es Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. So Lamad Tizkor Es Yom Tzeischa, and Zochar Es Yom. Those. So the Zochar Yom thing is connected in Parshas Re'eh to Eretz Yisrael, and the same thing over here, Zochar Es Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. So, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, on page 6. So first he quotes this halacha. He quotes this Gemara in Pesachim, Pesukov Yitzayin Amid Beis, that you have to be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then he says, Al Pizah Anitama, Ba'od Al Achronim, Shekosh of the Tfilah Shabbos Yotzi Yidei Kiddush, Ki Alayayin Arach Midi Yisofrim, that you Yotzi Kiddush, and tefillah. And then the cold question is, but what if your wife doesn't daven until later? Or doesn't daven yet? Did tell me what? Came in Nusach HaTefillah Shalom HaShabbos Einan Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, but we don't say in the Shemon Esrei on Friday night, do we say Yitzias Mitzrayim? No. So if we don't say Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then what's the... So then, how you take? So, what's the whole discussion in the poskim with Magen Avraham, the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and the Dogel Mervava that you know you're going to be already yotzei yechiv d'oraisa and shul, and she didn't, but you're not yotzei yechiv d'oraisa and shul because you didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ve'ina no yotzim min haTorah b'tfilas Shabbos klal v'nistar kol apil pul shol Dogel Mervava Magen Avraham. And that's but when we say the kiddush at home, Zeichel Litzias Mitzrayim, Kiva, no, we say Zeichel Litzias Mitzrayim in the kiddush, right? Zeichel Litzias Mitzrayim, Kiva, no, but we don't have that in Shmones, right?
Yeah, but you have it in Shema.
Hold on one sec. So that's the Michas Chinas Kacha. And take a look in the Halacha Bir Halacha. So first, the Minchas Chinuch we saw. Right, that's over here in the Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. And now you look in the Bir Halacha, he's going to say the same kasha from the Milchas Chinuch. If you take a look here on page 8, it's the Bir Halacha in Reish Ayin Aleph. And if you take a look here, he's going to say, take a look, we'll get you the right line. Do you see the Bir Halacha? It's trying to find that line for you. One second. He calls the Milchas Chinuch. He says he doesn't have one. Right. Rav Shechter pointed out, you see, from the that the Bir Halacha didn't have a Minchas Chinuch. Because he writes that he thinks he saw it in the Minchas Chinuch. He heard that the Minchas Chinuch says it. Staber, the kids, the Raisa. No, do you see where he quotes it? I'm having difficulty finding it here in the Bir Halacha. It's in the Bir Halacha. He writes it here.
What I see is on page 8 towards the end, the last couple of lines, he mentions, and you see it's Mitzrayim.
Yeah, he says, Alphavi Mesh Kosol El Diafina Mitzvah Gzer Shava, Sarah Vaske, you see it's Mitzrayim Bekiddush, and Kame Echul, Lake Adai, you see it's Mitzrayim. We never used to get the Gush Rebbe Kiv Eger, Shem Estape. But, unless it's right, Avram is right. I said he's mentioned that over there on page 8 that you need to have Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Rabbi, on page 7, he quotes the Gemara of Yetzayim. It's on page 7, just before the line get large, and then you go up 3, 6, about 7 lines.
See, yeah, he quotes the Gemara. Older Isi La'ore Bedin Zed, that Isi B'Shachim, right on page 7 in the Bir Halacha, where the lines, the first one on the line is Dibet Rav Acha, La Yaakov. It says Rav Yaakov, La Yaakov, on page 7, on the right side of the Bir Halacha, the first word on the line is Rav Acha, La Yaakov, Tzarek Latsky, Tzitz, Tzayim, Kiddush Hayom, Sivchach, Zachok, Sivchach, Zavon, Tizgur, Rav the Chol Lailo, Tzarek Latsky, Gam, Kiddush, Tzitz, Tzayim,
In the fifth line, it says,
the fifth wide line? Oh.
Yeah.
Rav Noller. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, here it is. That's the line I was looking for. The first word in the line is Dvarav. The first word in the line is Dvarav, on page 7. Dvarav in the Bir Halacha. V'shamati shebesefet minchas chinuch gam kein hifli b'zeh. That's the line, yeah. In other words, he's saying, I heard the Michas Chinuch. That's what Shachter points out. You see that he didn't have a Michas Chinuch. He says, I heard that in the Sefer Michas Chinuch, he asked this question of how could it be that all the Achronim were saying that Yotzei the Daraisa Kiddush were davening, but Lemaisa, you have to have Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shmon Esrei on Friday night, of Maariv. So he says, so that's the, so he gives an answer. What's his answer? His answer is, so either you say, maybe the Gezer Shav was just an Asmachta. Yeah. Gezer Shav was Asmachta. Gezer Shav was Tzchiru, had the Dalesh B'Shabes. Older Shav was Yotzim Natorah, Masha Yitzki Yitzvayim Tzomach L'Tfila. This is the Tashkivenu Kigula Richtadami. Musha, what's with him? She asked here, Tafkib Dusha Gufa. So it was like what Avram Levitt said, right, that we mentioned in in Kriyat Shema or Birkas Kriyat Shema. We mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. So even though it's not in the Shemon Esrei, but we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in Marv, right? In the Birkas Shemon Esrei, and in the Kriyat Shema, Ani Hashem Elokeinu Asher Hotzeiti Etchem. So maybe that's good enough. So what do you say, Rav Moshe? What do you say?
Rabbi, but according to the second answer, Yetziyat Mitzrayim is not mentioned in Kiddush, though.
What, you say Yehuda?
According to the answer that it's mentioned in Shema, but that's still not mentioned in Kiddush, according to the Gezeira Shavu.
It's still not mentioned in Kiddush?
Yeah, we said the Gezeira Shavu was based on the Zechira by Kiddush and the Zechira by Yetziyat Mitzrayim. But if we don't mention Yetziyat Mitzrayim in Kiddush, then how do we fix that issue, even though it's said in Shema?
Right. I mean, you're saying that Shema is close enough, but you're right. It's a little difficult. It's a little difficult. So what do you think? So what's the? So either you say that goof is the answer. In other words, all the but obviously the achronim. The question's on the achronim. You could argue with the achronim and say, oh, you see from here that the kasha of the achronim, that's the answer for the kasha. How you yotze your wife? Because in Ochanami, you're not yotze kiddush midaraisa in Shmon Esrei, because there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the answer. You don't have to come on to that she says good Shabbos, or she lights the candles, or she, all the things that we're saying. You don't have to come on to that. Just say that.
Rebbe, does it work both ways? Meaning, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, do you have to mention Shabbos?
No. No. Only.
Wait, but I thought the brachas of the week are included in Shabbos. So the brachas of the week of Yetzias Mitzrayim of that particular week came from the Shabbos before.
Right, that's true. We said that.
Shouldn't you have to? Wouldn't that mean that it's important to?
Yeah, but for the biyotze, the mitzvah of kiddush, we need Mitzrayim, but that doesn't mean Mitzrayim needs kiddush.
So, if that's the case, then is this a real, like, what kind of a limud is this? A gzer shava?
Yeah, it's a simple as a gzer shava.
So I'm saying, when we have the gzer shava, tesvav, it learns both ways, you know?
Right, whether it works both ways.
Right, so...
But we don't have the Gemara. The Gemara never says... Tzarech lahaskir Shabbos b'Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says Tzarech lahaskir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush.
That's my point. Since it's only going in one way, not both ways, it's not a real limud, maybe. Maybe it's just
an Maybe that's a raya that's just an asmachti, you see.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, why does the Gzera Shava have to go both ways?
Sometimes it goes both ways.
I
But also, when do you have a mitzvah to mention, besides Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, when do you have a mention to state a zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Shabbos, you have Kiddush. But,
well, we have a chiyuv every day, Maskiyum Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos.
Right? You don't have to say it, you have to say it.
Well, we say the Mishnah that we said in the Haggadah. Maskim Tzias Mitzrayim Balelos, Lo Zachisi Shetomer Tzias Mitzrayim Balelos, Hashabara Ben Zomo Drasha, L'matiskor. So that means to say it. That's why we say it in the Kriyashma.
I heard a share from our Moshe Lichtenstein before Pesach. He said that according to the Rambam, it could be Maskir Zechira by Kiddush by on Pesach, but not on regular Shabbos. But the fact is, the Rambam does have it in his Siddur. In the Siddur, he does have in the regular Kiddush and the Nusach, he does have Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim. So,
right, in the regular Kiddush.
Yeah, he does a regular Kiddush, but he said the Rambam learns the Zechira to say it on Pesach.
He was dealing with this question, you see.
Yeah, he said the Rambam learns different from other Rishonim, that the Zera Shava is to say it on Pesach night, to say it in the Kiddush. That's all. But I don't know where the source was, but in reality, the Rambam does have it in the Nusach HaKiddush, on the regular Nusach HaKiddush.
Yeah, so. So let's take a look in the Maram Shik. Let's look in the Halakha Maram Shik. So take a look on page 16. Omnom on page 16 on the bottom right. A few das Rambam nearly Yashiv. We're so mechgulu tefillah even at night, right? We say Gal Yisrael at night at Marv, but then we break it up with Ashkivenu. The Gemara says that Gula Richta. The Kevin Sarah Lasmi Gulu Latvila, Radina Sukimboso Indian, Kaimlan Lin and Gitman Kedusha, Sukimboso Indian, Avakilo Omar Azbeferish. There's a concept of Sukimboso Indian, that you're talking about something, it's. So it's as if you're, as if you're saying it. In other words, you were talking about Kedusha and then you gave her the ring. So it's as if you said, Hariat Mekudeshesli, right? You're talking about the Indian of Kedushin, and then you didn't say Beferish Hariat Mekudeshesli, and then you gave her the ring. So, the question of the Gemara, maybe that could be considered like you said Hariat Mekudeshesli, because you were Asukim but also Indian. So here you're Asukim but also Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then you daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then there's a Chiev to be Masvich Gula L'Tfilah. Since you were a Sukimboso Indian and you weren't Mafsig, because there's a Chiv that you shouldn't be Mafsig, so it's considered one unit. Just like if you're talking about, getting marriage and then you give her the ring, so maybe that's like you said Hariyah Mekudeshesli, even if you didn't. So if you talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim and then you say Shemon Esrei, it's like you said Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Shemon Esrei. So that's similar to what Rav Levitt was saying. Maharam Shik wrote a sefer Hamitzvos. You know, he wrote the Mitzvos. So that's his idea. So that's what he says. A few das Rambam, because first he says over here, a few Rambam, the pasuk maskim, he says about leilas. There's Benzoma Shita, but the Chachom don't agree. It's only Midrabanan. And then he says, what about Havdalah? In other words, if you hold that Kiddush and Dara is learned, and Havdalah are also from Zohar, right? The Ram Shita is, according to the Shita, Havdalah is Daraisa from Zohar. So do you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by Havdalah? Halpiza, Asi Shabbat, by the culturally came at Sadim Machaskin, the Lama ain't on Maskim Havdalah Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you hold, according to the Magad Mishnah, the Havdalah is Daraisa, according to the Rambam. Shom of Zohar. Now, as he shopped, Avdali Iger Betfil Yotze. So, that's the Iger is in Tfil. Fionel Nirali Lomit, the Hakil Tsarf Lachav and Dafk Lotze, the Kiddush directs with Filosa. Kahan was Kim, where he had seen Yachamak and Skorzi, it's trying. Chachal maskim be'emes yatsi v'nachum ve'emes v'emunu mochus b'choros kriyas yamsuf. Yalfinu mantizkur gibzir shov tzorcha zorcha tzorcha lanski yitzir tzorim b'kirish imkein yitzir gamkein lanski mochus b'choros. Chorcha de sabchinu del chathilo al hatfilo. Okay, so that's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. That's enough to...
But it's still a question on Rabbi Akiva Eger, though.
Yeah, take a look now, Rav Gutman, one second. Yeah, it's still one second on page 21 in the Tal Malachas. Pisa Kozma Ram Shudarno, Chazil Chavikolod, what says the Kovitz Kiddush me the rice with Filoso? Well, because the Yisabi Shalmi, the Chalas Kursi, says Swami Shuachoma. And he says, he wants to say, the Maram Shik, that. It's Dafka the Tefillah, because the Yerushalmi says, as Karsius Yisrayim is Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf. So there's no Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf in the davening. In the Kiddush, rather. So he's saying, okay, in other words, it's it may be even better to be Yotze with the Shmona Esrei, not with the Kiddush, to be Yotze the Daraisa. Because the Yerushalmi says that for the mitzvah of Kiddush, mitzvah Yisias Mitzrayim is also Machas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a tzlach here. I have it here. So he says, he twists it around, the Maram Shek. He's basically saying is that the Kiddush, to be able to say the derisive of Kiddush is better than Kiddush al HaKos, because it says he sees some Tzrayim. So he says, no, better in the Tefillah. Even though Tefillah doesn't say it's Yitzhak Tzrayim, but it says it in the Birkas Kriya Shema. And Fakir, it's even better because Birkas Kriya Shema even says Makas Bechoros. And Kriyas Yamsuf, Hamav Yerbonov, right? And if Yerushalmi says you need those things also, those things you're not going to get in the regular Kiddush. So then, not only did he answer the question, he flipped it. He said, you ask a question, how could you be Yotze with the Tefillah Kiddush, there's no Yitzias Mitzrayim, so of course, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, there isn't the Kiddush al HaKos. So he says, no, because it's Mesomach to the Birkas Kriya Shema, and it's like Asuki Boso Inyan. But once you say that, fakert, it's even better to have Kavanah to be Yotze with the Brachas, to be Yotze with Shmon Esrei, and rely on this idea that it's Somach to the Birkas Kriya Shema, because then you'll even get in a better Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Yitzias Mitzrayim is not only Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's also Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf. And that you have in Birkas Kriya Shema and you don't have in the Kiddush. So what he did was he flipped around the whole he made it just the opposite. That not only, whereas first we started off the kasha that the Birkas Kiddush al HaKos is better because it has Yitzias Mitzrayim. But now we're saying once we're going to co-opt Kriya Shema as part of it, then this is even better because now we're going to get Makas Bechoros and Kriyas Yamsuf.
This is only assuming the shul says Kiddush.
What?
This is only assuming the shul says Kiddush. A lot of shuls have been phasing it out.
No, the Shmon Esrei. Okay. The Shmon Esrei, nothing to do with Kiddush. The Shmon Esrei. The Shmon Esrei, the poskim say, you don't say Kriya Shema, the Kiddush with the Shmon Esrei. So the question is, but there's no Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's Yitzias Mitzrayim, Birkas Kriya Shema, not the Kiddush that they make in shul. We're not talking about that at all. In Birkas Kriya Shema, there's a mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And not only that, there's a mention of Kriyas Yamsuf and Makas Bechoros. And according to Yerushalmi, that's part of the Chiyuv. And he says that Tzlach quotes it. Let me see if it's in this Tzlach or... okay, but that's what he, that's here. Now on page 16, the last paragraph on the left. Fia nal nirali lomar, d'l'chadchi l'tzarech l'chavet davke l'tzeisi de kiddush d'oraisa b'tfiloso. Isa b'Yusham, we saw per kama de brachas with Tosefta, Vuva b'Tzlach. He says it's in the Tzlach. You give a lavadal of dibra maskil va'omnom. Let me just see if I xerox that part of the Tzlach. No. So I didn't. The b'chal has cars. He sees Shrine gamke machas b'chorus kriyas yamsuf. לכן אנו מזכירים בעצם ויאצי ואמס ואמונה מה כזה בחורס קריאס יאפסוף. כי אפילו מה דיסגר זה שובו זה חוק חסור לך צריך להסכיר את ישראל בקידש. אם כן היה צריך גם כן להסכיר מה כזה בחורס קריאס יאפסוף. כך אתם צריכים להתחיל על התפילה. התפילה זה even better.
We have an omnum on this block on page 13.
On page 13?
Yeah.
It starts with the omnum on paragraph. Well, but that's not you give me a
Yeah, Brachos of Gimel Amud Aleph.
No, but that's before you give Amud Aleph.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Wow. So the Maram Shuk says, Fakert, the best thing is to have Kavana. The best thing is to have Kavana in the Tefillah, and then you're going to get the best possible Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because you're going to have a Yitzias Mitzrayim that has Machas Mechoros, and Kriyas Yamsuf is mentioned in Emes V'Yatziv and in Emes V'Amunah. And it's all based on this idea of Asukim Bosurini. Even though Rav Gutman points out that his Rebbe, the Maram Shik's Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, says just the opposite on page 18. Kevin Tiknu Chazal Kiddush Ola Yayin, Kemisha Yodesh Yesh Ola Yayin Vesudah Mechavit, so Fakert, since Chazal made Kiddush Ola Yayin, let's say they want you to do the Daraisa with their kiddush, and that's the kiddush al hayayin, and therefore dafki should have kavana not to be yotzei with tefila. But Rav Shik said, no, fakir, we should be yotzei the doraisa dafki with the tefila, because this way you're getting a super yitzias mitzrayim. Well, okay, that was good, no? Rav Shik. Maram Shik's unbelievable, right?
Is that the only Daraisa part of it? Is the Yitzhak Mitzrayim part of it?
What do you say?
Like, what, if you're Yotze with the Tefillah, is that the Kish later is just Darabanan?
Right, so that's the whole question. How would you be Yotze your wife if it's only Darabanan? Okay.
What about Kiddush during the daytime?
No, that's for sure not Daraisa. It's a question of whether it's even Kiddush. That's right. The Rivachit is you could even eat before that Kiddush, right?
And what's the svara of the Chasam Sofer? That why does he not say?
Because if Chasam, no, there was once Chachamim said that this is the way you should do Kiddush, then most likely they want you to be Yotzei the Daraisa with their Takana. That's what the so okay. It's okay, Rabbi. So let me say hello to everybody, Rav Yosef Katan, and hopefully, Rabbi Katan, we're going to get in. Anyone still interested? More Haggadahs are coming in the Bezer Hashem either later this week or early next week. I know it's after Pesach, so it's not, you know, it's after Pesach, but it's like someone said, it's before next Pesach. So. Those that didn't get a chance to get it will be getting it in. You can still be able to get by it, hopefully soon. So, okay, it's after this Pesach, but it's definitely before next Pesach, as someone said. So, okay, Rav Yosef Katan and Natan Rauer and Yehuda Shitrus and Wax. Wax, are you still in Hawaii? There's Rav Wax. Wax?
Rebbe, you should talk about your shita on the dateline when you keep Shabbos there. I know that you keep that you hold whatever day.
Yeah, that's right. I hold the Igra Din in Hawaii. I used to keep it on Saturday, and if you're Machmir, you can keep it on Friday also. And then the same thing for Yontif. That would mean you would have to do like three Siddurim or something like that.
So what about Japan? Is Japan also like that type of situation?
Japan, I hold my Ikara Din to keep it on Saturday, and if you want to be Machmir, to keep it on Sunday.
What's the reason again? I know you spoke, Rebbe, you spoke about the reason last year that you think that whatever day it is at that place is the day. What was the, you said the specific reason?
Okay, I mean, that requires a whole long shir to explain where you draw the line.
Does Rebbe hold Mikra Din anybody should hold Sunday, like any location?
What?
Does Rebbe hold Mikra Din that any location should do Sunday or Shabbos?
Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday.
No, I hold...
That's just Machmir.
It's just Lachumra, sometimes Friday do you keep, and sometimes Sunday. But the day, it's not like the Chazanish. Chazanish held, like in Japan, you keep Sunday Shabbos. And that's the day you should make Kiddush, and that's the day you daven the. And then that's why, and the Mir Yeshiva, once Chazanish gave the letter, you know, the what you would call it, they got the, what do you call it, the telegraph from the Chazanish. They started, putting tefillin on Saturday, and keeping Sunday as the Iker day. So that's not the sheet that I would follow. I mean, I never went to Japan. My father, Alav HaShalom, he was in Japan in the Korean War. Okay, so again, with Yosef Katan, Natan, and Avraham, and Yoni Friedman, and Daniel Albert, and Benjamin Averman, Yosef Katan, Ezra Hagler, and Jacob Silberger, and Yigman Sasson, and Yaron Noller, and Akiva Poppers, and Moshe Carroll, and Ari Glazer. Welcome to Ari Glazer, and Rav Harari, and Sarah Younger, and Ari Mandelblum. Are you in Pittsburgh, or are you here?
Right now I'm in Miami.
In Miami, noch besser. Not Pittsburgh, not New York, Miami. So hi, Madriga. Victor Felder, where are you, Victor? You're in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Tony Friedman, Bjorn Aberman, Daniel Albert, Sassone, Ferrari, Noah. How was it? We're from Florida. Are you in?